Deepu, do you know what soundbite is?
No, tell me about it.
You know it's not. Why would you do that? Why we?
Oh, I thought we were doing exposition.
Well, I don't. But it's like the third week we're doing this, and you're like, no, I don't know what it is. Oh,
no,
I didn't
I
see
love
that.
Soundbite.
Oh,
a great
I'm just here using this detergent. What are you talking about? You know what soundbite is?
Yes, I do. They're
you
want to
try
ad.
That again?
Yeah, let's do
this
it.
This is this amnesia theory about you that I think works. What's soundbite, Deepu? How do you spell it?
It is spelled SOUNDBYTE.
Oh, look at that. Go on Soundbite today to figure out what the letter OUND is. That's how you spelled it. That's Soundbite. SOUNDBYTE. It's on the App Store. Download it.
We are ready to go here, Deepu.
All right. So who's going first?
What's amazing is...
I always forget. It doesn't matter. Because it's...
Why does it not matter?
Because I'm ready either way. Put me on first. Put me on second. I'm just doing my
job, baby. It's your show. Certainly, at a certain point, you should remember what's
going on. Apparently, there's parts of the show where I'm just told to shut the hell up, so who knows?
It's not about either of us. You weren't supposed to be... I've done this segment with tons of other people, too. Again, it is like you get hit in the head every week with a hammer and you're just trying to remember. Like, it's an amnesia. That's what our podcast is. Did you know amnesia episodes of soap operas? Our podcast is an amnesia episode every week. It's 51st podcasts with Deepu. Jesus.
And Mike, instead of trying to help me because I have a condition.
You shouldn't. You don't have a condition. If you had a condition, I would be nice.
What'd you say?
No, you don't have a condition. Yeah, there you go. All right. It's my episode.
Okay.
Spoiler.
Great.
That you don't remember. God damn it.
Can you
give
me a mnemonic device? Hold on. Mnemonic device. Something I can count on my knuckles.
Okay. My mother bought us pizza from the restaurant. And the way you remember it is it's the show. The format of the show never fucking changes. And if you need a pneumatic, you need a pneumatic device so that I can throw you over a wall. Okay. Not a mnemonic device. I really want to start the show. I have no words anymore. Can we just start? I want Google to say it to me again.
I think end of the line is the expression you want to use.
What? No, shut up.
End of the line.
Under the line. Okay. This is great, Sonny. I'm glad we've had this for the past couple of weeks. Deepu can try and look smart. What does end of the line have anything to do with anything?
I'm not going to try and turn back time.
It didn't. But he does this, Sonny, where we have context. Like,
no,
we're going to be able to go back and
explain.
Let me
explain, sir. Please.
Do you know what I was about to say? I was about to explain what the smallest part of a tree is, and so that we could do the episode. And
well, that'd be nice.
So your answer was end of the line.
No. You were the amount of frustration you were feeling was elevating. And I was like, oh, because you were like, you know what I'm feeling right now? And I was like, the end of the line. So that's what it was. It was quick-wittedness. It was charming.
That was a few sentences back when you got it out. So here we go. You're doing great so far, Deepu.
Oh, thanks, man.
Your bickering, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Where my uncle grew up, in Bickering, Idaho. Okay. So, Deepu, it is the vacuole episode.
Okay. Tree saga vacuole episode, right?
Do you want it? Yeah. Do you want to? You mean you want to be professional and just do it?
All right. This is good. This is. Sorry.
Nope. Can't even remember the name of the show. It's amazing. It's amazing the things that he has to remember. The name of the show, what the show is, who he is.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Mike episode, Tree Saga,
vacuole
episode.
No. Do it again. Do it in the right order. Biggest to smallest, sir.
Okay, this is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Tree Saga,
great
vacuole episode, Mike
great
edition, theme song by Freddie on Rail of the Turnbucklers.
Hello, one and all. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, the anti-groupthink podcast, where it isn't aware. I guess I hate that as much as I hate welcoming people to podcasts, I've just realized. This is not a place. This is so weird to do that. Okay, let's just jump into our first segment. Let's do We Didn't Take a Survey. Sonny Megatron is our guest today.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? We've already
I'm
said
doing
hi.
Great.
We've already said hi before. Everyone knows that. So it's okay. It would be weird if you said
I'm pretending hi. For the magic of podcasting. Magic. Oh, hello. I just stumbled into the room and I'm on a podcast. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, but see, if people do that, then I can just yes and them and be like, oh, we're on a boat. Grab an oar. We're going to sink. Start bailing water. Okay. In We Didn't Take a Survey, we talk about things that everyone thinks, and then we didn't take a survey, but we will take a survey a few weeks after to see whether people agree with our assessment of it. And mine this week, the thought that we're going to evaluate is it's two-parted, and I want it to be two-parted. It's not two separate thoughts. They would be one dictatum that I think we should change. Is dictatum a word? Michael doesn't know. Edict. Let's go with edict. We shouldn't take off hats when we're indoors. And polo shirts are not formal wear. Discuss. Let's have at it.
I agree with certain caveats on the hats. If you're wearing like a Dr. Seuss hat and you're in the movie theater, take it off. Common sense. Use common sense.
No, but is it rude to wear the Dr. Seuss hat at a kitchen table with
Let's not
with
use
a family
Dr.
dinner.
Seuss. Let's explain to people who read real books what the hat that you're describing is. So sort of because Dr. Seuss hat is nothing. You guys mean Cat in the Hat. But
damn it. All right. So Abraham Lincoln hat. How's that?
Right, right. So you're talking about a large top hat.
That sounds so obnoxious.
In the case of, I guess, Dr. Seuss, the Cat in the Hat wore a red and white one. But certainly an Uncle Sam, an Abe Lincoln hat. Yeah. A large top hat.
Or a furry mascot head, or, you know, like a giant bunny, anything like that. Use common sense.
See, hold on. I think that's a toke over the line. Yeah. I'm in favor of people wearing furry masks and not just furry, the culture, but masks and head things and helmets in general. I don't know that I can go along with saying what is your – when you said the top hat, I figured you meant the height of it in a movie theater was in the
right.
way.
And that's what I'm thinking of. I also am all for wearing like furry heads and funny masks, and I have been to many events where many of my friends are wearing those. But I was thinking more of in a movie theater at your grandma's dinner table on Thanksgiving. Then it's
fuck
rude.
Grandma. Like okay. I can't wear. Why can't I? What happens? This is my thing with people. Well, not at grandma's house. What happens to grandma if she sees me in a hat? Like honestly, well, what happens to her? Is she like a gremlin that if we feed her after midnight with a hat, she'll turn into a monster?
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's true. I'm thinking more of the bunny head because then you can't shove grandma's banana pudding in your mouth or whatever. That's
so
just
a bunny
rude.
Head with a mouth hole. Well, but then again, see. I think I disagree because you're eating. Eat however you want. Deepu, thoughts on bunny heads?
I think grandma's going to be scared of the bunny head a little bit.
What is
it might
with
be...
your grandma's? What do you mean she's going to be scared? She's scared of everything. Grandmas are scared. Grandmas are
a
thousand
years old.
I'm
actually old enough to be a grandma, so that just put everything into perspective. Please wear the bunny head to dinner. I change
exactly.
everything.
There you go. We could all be grandpas.
Oh, I'm sorry. These new wave grandmas are on the same page, but...
But
classic grandmas, maybe
what
not
does this
be
mean,
so
classic
attuned.
Grandma? Have you ever dyed your hair or cut your hair in a funny way? That also terrifies your grandma, right?
It made them laugh. It made them. They had a nice chuckle about it. I think it's easier to tolerate that than a bunny head as a hat. I think it's a little different.
You're coming in hot.
Sorry, I was screaming there.
Yeah, you were. You were. Good job. Why does it matter? They're terrified by they your grandma probably shit herself when your mom started wearing jeans. Women don't wear pants. Pants are for wieners. Where do you put your vagina in a pants? Says me, a lady from the other century.
I got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
You're at a house party. Okay.
Paint the scene for me. I really don't like when we go into hypotheticals on this show, and you give me no hypothetical foreplay, Deepu.
Okay.
I really want to feel. Walk me in there.
All right. You're in a mansion.
Start from all the five senses.
You've rented your first tuxedo.
What's the smell?
Lavender. You got a lavender scented tuxedo. All right. You got a monocle and a top hat because you're.
I don't
that
have
kind
any.
Party.
I don't have any sight problems, so I wouldn't have a monocle.
It's purely fashionable.
For
zero
fashion, a fashion monocle.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I feel like it is in this. It's in the same way of having a fashion cane. I'm sort of somewhat against actually using it. Having the fashion cane is fine. Maybe the monocle's around, but why would I need to? Why would I want to squint one eye the whole night if I don't have a handicap?
It's a costume party. It's a costume party. You're the Monopoly guy.
And what am
guy.
I dressed as? The Monopoly guy. Fine.
All right. So you're at the. You're, you rented out your first tuxedo. You show up at the mansion.
I rented a tuxedo to play them as a costume.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Well, the guy wears a tuxedo.
It's like a $200 expense, though. Are you sure it's not? It's, is it a costume?
And also, in this fantasy, you won the lottery or something, and you just have money to rent a tuxedo frivolously for no reason.
No, this is a big investment.
No, apparently we're wrong.
Okay,
son.
Never mind. I'll shut
Deepu,
up.
Did you actually want me to dress up? Is it actually a costume party, or am I wearing a fucking tuxedo, Deepu? You can't change your mind.
Okay, you know
be
what?
Be steadfast. If someone asks you a fucking question, answer it in the way you want to answer it. Don't decide that you're going to... I need to know what's going on, because otherwise, right. I don't even know why you're telling me about a tuxedo when we're talking about... We haven't even gotten to polo shirts.
I know. Let me just start over. You show up at the house party. You're not in a costume.
Can I make a suggestion? You should start. Not just over.
All right.
Go ahead and start at some point.
You're right. I was so hard on myself for not nailing it those
you
first five
should have been
five
harder
sentences.
On yourself. You're not hard enough because you're still not telling me what the fuck's going on.
All right. You're at a house party. It's a costume party, but you are not in a costume. You're not in a costume, and everyone else is wearing the exact same costume.
Why didn't I wear a costume?
Because you have this rebellious, I don't give a fuck attitude about costumes.
Great,
so then
if that's my attitude, that's what I want my attitude to be.
But that's your attitude going in.
I don't understand. I don't understand. If that's my attitude, I would not shirk on my personality. I don't know how, you're not going to, if that's what I'm deciding, there's mm-hmm. nothing in the rest of the hypothetical that's going to tell me to shirk on my personality. If it's my decision for the night to say, I'm being rebellious, I'm not wearing a costume, I am certain I would be confident of it the whole time.
You wouldn't be weirded out at all that everyone else is dressed in this really bizarre way, and
I knew
not.
That going in, right?
Actually, can we flip it? If you didn't know it going in, would you be startled?
Who didn't tell me?
Who didn't tell you the world, the galaxy? No one told you.
What do you mean the world, the galaxy? Wasn't someone supposed to tell me it was? Who was in charge of telling people it was
how do you
supposed
prove,
to dress a certain way?
How do you
way?
Prove who didn't tell you something? I don't understand.
Who was in charge? What do you mean?
I would think
what
the guest, right? Whoever invited
you.
Exactly.
Walked into the
Why
party.
Hold on. Deepu, did you just hear that? Sunny hasn't said a word, and she got it in 6 seconds as to who was supposed to tell me. Who was supposed to invite? Who invited me? Who was supposed to tell me?
Don Bertolo,
and Don didn't tell me. Okay, so let's role play this. So, Sunny, I don't want to be too forward. This isn't a real thing, but let's pretend that we're on a date.
Okay.
And you, we,
I'm Don.
You're Don. Yeah, I'm really liking that. And several weeks ago, Don didn't tell either of us to wear a costume to this party, and so we show up to the party. And what are we? What are people supposed to wear, Deepu? And what are we wearing?
It's a really scary outfit.
God damn it. Make a choice.
Okay. Decaying walrus head masks with a gorilla suit.
Got it. Okay. And we're wearing casuals. We're wearing
polo shirts and hats, maybe?
We're wearing polo shirts and hats, of course.
Okay. I like it.
And cargo
That's gonna be a problem.
Shorts.
That's going to be a problem.
And so, okay. Hey, Sonny. This
whoa,
is...
whoa, 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 whoa. You guys can't come inside. You guys
Deepu,
came inside.
You came in too early. This was our time to do stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
We're having our realization.
We're establishing the scene. Please let us do it. And then
I was getting mad because you came to the door.
We'll find you. Right. Okay. You're the host of the party. You're definitely not outside.
You're
at
busy
the gate
socializing.
A sniper rifle. I don't know. Yeah. What? It's a horrible party. Can I be honest, Sonny?
Yeah.
If a host.
Yes.
Deepu, Sonny sound a lot like Deepu. Sonny, if we showed up to a party together and the host was outside. I'd leave.
It is a pretty bad party then if the host was outside.
It's going to be horrible. I'm not going in. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So we're on the street and, we took separate ways of getting there. I go, oh, hey, Sonny, thanks for coming with me to this.
Hey, nice polo shirt, by the way.
Hey, nice polo shirt. You too. Yours is awesome. I like that you got the big horse. I've always wanted the big guy on the horse. I don't know where people get them.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch.
Oh, cool. We have the same size. Do they make... Hey, Sonny, quick. Do they make women's polo shirts? Or is it just everyone wears polo shirts and it's the... And you just
I have
it?
Never worn a fucking polo shirt
Me
in
neither,
my life.
Me neither, because they're horrible. You know what? Let's go into the party and we can both burn these polo shirts after. Mm-hmm. Oh, my... Sonny, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
What? Everyone. Weird gorilla suits and walrus hats?
Walrus and decay. It looks like they're decaying. Walrus heads. Oh my gosh, is this like a costume thing?
Oh my goodness, I think this is one of those like decayed walrus head raves.
It's a decayed walrus head rave. Shit.
Oh my.
Okay, let's. Well, what the fuck? Hold on. Well, wait. What the fuck? That's copyrighted, Deepu. Let's find Don. And let's like this is ridiculous. This is crazy.
Fucking Don, why didn't he tell us?
But you know what? Let's get a drink first and see if we find him on the way.
Okay.
Okay. What are you drinking?
Oh my god.
Walrus
Mike.
Juice.
Oh my god, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I know you don't recognize me because I'm not dressed up like a walrus, and neither is my date. Like you made us both look like idiots. I'm here on this date.
You didn't see that the notice on the invite?
Nope, I didn't. Hope it's okay that I stay and have a party. Bye. That's how I react, Deepu. It's a party. Everything's fine.
But there's a thing we do later.
Everything's
fine. There's a thing
fine.
We do later.
That's yeah, okay. I won't participate. It's cool. I'm here on a date. I'm gonna have a good time, and that's it.
But God. You won't sound as muffled as anyone else.
I'll put a bunch of grapes in my mouth. That's how you fix it.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you tackle these problems well.
Propose to me and Sunny.
Will you marry me?
Because it doesn't seem like Sunny and I have an. You can say if I'm speaking wrong. I'm just getting assessment. Do you have any issue with this other than the idea of if you're wearing something that's clearly in the way? If what I'm interpreting is like, Sunny, you're saying like, please don't wear a like giant gown wedding dress on the subway because it will be in the way. Right? That's what you're saying.
Right. It's rude. Don't wear something that's rude.
I actually do have a problem with it.
Okay, so what? Try to explain it to me and Sunny because
well,
we're
trying to.
I agree, honestly, I am the same page with you. Well, you used an incredibly crazy metaphor. But Sunny, I am on the exact same page as you that unless it's like you know it's going to get in someone's way, you know you're being obnoxious with the physical functionality of it. Then that's an issue. But otherwise, I don't see a reason for a dress code at all, especially hats, which is so ridiculous.
I think some masks can be threatening, you know.
Which masks?
Some sort of mask with horns and red paint and.
Well, why?
And spikes, a lot of spikes.
You know, I do have to say, and this is a real life thing. So this is going to make the conversation go in a totally different direction.
Love it.
But I'm a clown fetishist.
Awesome.
So I dress as a clown every once in a while. And there are places that we are not welcome dressed as clowns because chlorophobia, the fear of clowns, is a real thing. And people like start screaming when they see us.
Right, that person is insane. Your thing, your thing is normal. Your thing is normal. It's like, hey, here's all it is distilled. Is when I dress a certain way, I find it sexy. That's what your thing is. The other person is, for some reason, an archaic circus performer drives me into insane fear that I cannot control and have not gotten a therapeutic help for. That person is insane. That
scary.
Person should not be accommodated to.
I shouldn't be accommodated to.
I think a lot of things are scary, Deepu, but I go on with my life. You know, there's people
who
say...
Yeah, you don't scream. I wouldn't scream. You're
have a beard. There's people that don't like that. They find that intimidating. I have a mohawk. You know, there's all these things that people don't like about me. Tattoos. People say the exact same thing about tattoos. That, you know, that person's in a gang, and when I see someone with a tattoo, I think they're a person of ill repute.
Yeah. Okay.
So
it's
so
a slippery slope. I agree. It's a slippery slope.
And it begins at hats. It begins at that. Please take your hat off indoors. That way we can all see your hair follicles, or else it's offensive.
I wonder what the hat could hide, though. If any, like, hide people's eyes.
A head knife. You're right. People could have head knifes in there.
Yeah,
that would be an issue.
He has a metal plate for headbutting people up there.
Yeah, so this is once a month we talk about IAM1in4.com, which is a website trying to get rid of the stigma of mental health. Deepu, out of four people, how many of them do you think have experienced some problem with mental health in their life?
Oh, man, I would have to say 1 in 4.
So 1 in 4 out of 4. So that's 1/8 of a person?
That sounds about 1 in 8, maybe.
1/16th? No, that's not correct. Okay, here was the question. Again, 1 out of 4, how many people? Remember, the we're talking about IAM1in4.com. So out of 4, Deepu,
four
how many of those people have confronted mental illness?
Oh, I mean, confronted it instead of
God,
just...
you're the worst. One out of one quarter of people at some time in their life deal with a mental health problem, and it shouldn't be stigmatized. It's a really cool website. You should check it out. It means a lot to us on this show. It means a lot to me personally. I have no problem talking about any mental health problems, but talking about these things out loud, I guarantee you make them better. I guarantee you will help. And especially if we establish a world in which people simply don't think it's weird and you're able to talk about it. You would not hide from people that you got the flu, although you can get a vaccine for it, but you wouldn't hide. You wouldn't say, I got pneumonia. Oh, it's not polite to talk about pneumonia. Because that would make you feel like an outcast. And there's nothing wrong with having any sort of mental health problem. And that's what I am 1 in 4 is doing. Deepu, how do you spell it?
I am one.
Okay, never mind. I am the number 1in4.com. I'll give some history in terms of, because we're doing this year of women guests only. And as a, you know, I think as a sex educator, this might interest you, Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the hat off is a thing that knights do. It comes from that. It comes from tipping the cap was something that you would have to do with the visor of a knight's helmet. And I think, despite enjoying swordplay and despite liking certain elements of medieval culture, I'm not really sure we should still be copying knights who were murderous sex criminals. And we do it with we use this word chivalry a lot, and I'm always like, please no chivalry. I don't need to be party to that. Oh, I'm chivalrous. That's why I kill lots of Moors. Anytime
and take off my hat.
I take off my hat and I kill any Moor I see. I'm very chivalrous.
Right.
I buy
That's
women
ridiculous.
And I take off my hat and kill Moors. That's just what I do as a chivalrous person.
I'll be honest. You're not swaying me off of using the tip of the hat gesture. I still think it's a classy move. I think it'll get me some.
When have you done it?
Some
Wait,
stuff
hold on.
Day.
Here's a great question. What hats are you tipping when you do it?
I rarely wear hats because I don't
want
to go bald.
So you're doing a phantom with just your hand?
You're miming. You're tipping your mime hat.
Miming,
your invisible
the least
mime
classy
hat.
Thing anyone's ever done.
I used to be a mime.
No, I'm not saying it's not a good performance. But certainly you wouldn't say, hello, welcome, this is the Queen's Palace. Oh, yeah. you're in a glass box, aren't you?
Sometimes I'm so in awe of a woman's beauty that I'll just curtsy. You know how you can just curtsy?
So wear a dress.
I might have to.
Well, the same people that would tell you to your grandma would be offended if you wore a dress. She would be much.
Yeah, my grandma would prefer the bunny head for sure.
There you go. So it's a slippery slope. Why shouldn't you wear a skirt? It's a male device. It was an arm. Yeah. It's another thing from knights. Skirts were considered this manly thing.
There's nothing from knights you like. Nothing yet.
Skirts, fan of skirts, and I do swordplay, but.
whoa! Is that a metaphor?
Well, yes
are we still doing sex
yes,
ed?
Yes and no. No, I do fence, but.
oh whoa!
I guess you're asking if I use my wiener. Yeah, I guess I do. I didn't know
I
it would get so sexual
there.
So quick.
Can't believe you went
Sunny,
there.
How do you feel? Well, this was we didn't take a survey, and I feel like we didn't get down to the polo shirts, but.
Cool. Can we?
I'd rather move on because I want to ask Sunny about chivalry for like half a second.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I think it's a great groupthink thing, chivalry, opening doors for people. And I think as a sex educator, you probably have these views on it. What are your views on the word chivalry and things like that?
You know, it's kind of antiquated. Yes, you're doing something to be polite or to show someone that you have interest in them that's just beyond kind of the everyday average person interest. But the fact that it has to be a man doing it for a woman, and there's certain, you know, you hear people say, oh, you know, you should always go around the car and open the door for your girlfriend, and you should always da-da-da-da-da-da. That I'm not too much of a fan of because it
gets
us
go around the car is one of my least favorite for anyone. Because if you're an able-bodied person, you're even that three. I've talked about my annoyance in downtime. That 3 seconds I'm sitting in the car. And I mean, that's 3 seconds if you sprint, right? Or you do the Dukes of Hazzard thing across the hood. That 3 seconds you're sitting there, you feel like a complete idiot.
Oh yeah. It's a little ridiculous, you know. And I look at it as common sense. If you're gonna hold the door for somebody, It's a practical thing. You're at the door first. You hold the door for the person. Does it matter what gender, who does what? No, not at all.
Right. And that man, the man does it for me. I also want to point this out to people who say these things. If you're going to say, no, I do it for as a man, because I'm not going to also say that if you're a man, you feel you want to do it, whatever. I don't really believe in a lot of elements of masculinity and femininity, but if you're going to say you pull your chair out for your date, you all need to look up, like, go look up Butler videos on how to pull a chair out.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's not about pulling the chair out. That is not what the fun part about getting your chair pulled out for you. It is that the person sits, and as they sit, you perfectly time it so that all they have to do is walk and sit and that their butt is met with a chair. Just pulling a chair. You're just throwing a chair if you're just pulling a chair. All you're doing is, hey, you want to see me throw a chair for you? Yeah. Here I go.
And could they not do it when the chair makes like a really horrible noise if it drags?
Across the floor.
Yeah. Do a little research. Drag your chair before you start dragging her chair.
Listen, here's what you do. Here's really romantic. I'm on a date. The man just starts pulling all the chairs around. He's just dragging
that's
chairs
a party.
He's testing
that's
them. He's seeing which the least flatulent chair is. He then picks the chair up over his head in the middle of this restaurant, kind of stumbling over waiters, and puts it over on my side. And then, of course, changes my chair with his. And then pulls it out, and as it pushes it in, it goes, see how there was no fart noise?
That's how thoughtful I am. Yeah. Like one of those.
I think we don't need to stay for dessert. Am I right?
Maybe that's how they organize. That's how they give the best table in the restaurant to a guy that's about to propose to his gal or whatever the hell the reverse is. They have the table.
You get the least farty chair.
Yeah, you get it's like butter.
Now listen up, everybody. The mayor's coming to eat here tonight, so make sure to fart all the chairs before he gets here. We don't want any farty chairs around the mayor.
What are you talking about? This is crazy. Deepu, do you run into chairs that make that noise a lot?
Yes, I do, actually.
It's
not a farty noise, but like a metal-on-metal dragging noise that's terrible. Yeah, like comedy club chairs, they're all like that.
Oh, comedy club. I do comedy. I don't have that, but I have the bad luck of always getting the wobbly table.
Ooh. Oh, that sucks.
And I'm a big fan of putting my elbows on the table. So it oftentimes looks like I'm way like a thou, like I'm some not even a large human, but that I'm like some sort of metal type superhero that I'll put my elbows on the table and the whole thing will like shift, and rock because I have no idea.
I wish there was like a quick fix. Like maybe people should carry around like a little stump to put under on level tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Why don't you start doing it, Deepu? Be the change you want to see in the world.
It's not worth it unless you market it. I got to come up with a cool name
for
it.
Hold on. Surely, if you're so irritated by it, it's worth it right away. Surely, if you think that's the change, like, take a Johnny Appleseed mentality here. Surely, if you think it's a problem, before you market it, it would be worth it for you to start doing
it. Right.
Probably already done. Someone probably already did it.
Just keep them in your pocket.
Okay, so then buy them. Make them. It's not about being done, Deepu. This is what I'm saying. This is what's wrong with you and with people in the world. If that's what you want to see change, why don't you do it? Like, you need to step up here. And you know what? Now you're going to have to. I'm going to have people see you. I want them to check in on you and go, there's a wobbly table. And you have to produce some sort of wedge or.
That's easy.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Use my foot.
No, carry a dish sponge. I've suggested before, sponges are very cheap. Oh. Carry a bunch of sponges around in your pocket. It's a good solution. Fits any size table.
What if you're wearing a tuxedo? You gonna put sponges in those pockets?
Dry sponge, yeah.
You can get those little, you know how they used to have the little dry sponges that were super, super tiny, like little tic-tac, and then you put them in water and they got real big.
Yeah, like Batman. Carry a little capsule around in your tuxedo.
Okay, so wallet, phone, keys, little sponges. Those are your pockets.
Hold on. Deepu, this is where you get in trouble with your own logic. You're the one who said to do this. This is not my idea. I would tell people, hey, fix your goddamn table. And then I would move on with my life. You're the one who said people should walk around with this stuff.
Hey, Deepu, be the change you want to see in the world.
I am being the change.
You're not. We're telling you right now, you're fucking up.
I'm going to get it. Give me a fucking minute. You want me to leave the podcast? I'll leave the podcast and go.
No, but you were like, okay, so I'm carrying a sponge around now. This was your stupid idea.
No, sponges are stupid.
What's your solution then?
Because sponges are too springy. The weight of the table. What if it's a heavy comedy club table? What if it's a heavy table?
The point of the sponge is that it can fit.
Smush it.
The point of the foam is that it can fit any table. That you can, it will certainly make the situation somewhat better because there's a spring underneath it, and it doesn't have to be precisely fit to the leg.
Whatever. We can't. I don't.
Not whatever. I was totally right.
I don't want to bore our guests with design decisions.
You're right.
With our future
let's ask her. Let's let her bore us with design decisions. How would you solve this problem, Sonny?
Yeah. What kind of thing would you carry around to fix a unlevel table?
Well, let's start at point one. Are you so annoyed by this that you think people should carry these around?
I'm so annoyed by this, but I'm also lazy and I'm a delegator. So I'd asked whoever I was at the table with, like, hey, do you got something to fix this? And I'd have them do it.
Well, but I think when you say it that way, it is interesting. It is like a condom or a tissue or a lozenge or a piece of gum. Perhaps at least one person there, you know, like, hey, do you have a piece of gum? Hey, do you have a table sponge that we can put under the table?
And people are creative. Maybe somebody, you know, grabbed a couple of matchbooks at the, you know,
right, yes,
front of
it
the
was
restaurant
wobbly before,
or something.
But now it has a bomb underneath it.
Yes,
that's a great idea. Oh, I
you
grabbed
just
a couple
set
of
the ma- table
before
on fire.
Before your drink was slightly tilty. Now it can explode.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Great. Now it's a big solution. Don't tip it the wrong way. At the end of this meal, it will self-destruct. Yeah.
Back in the old days, you want to talk about chivalry. You know what a knight would do? He would just put his hand under that leg of the table.
Okay, he'd great.
He'd sit there.
Here's the thing. I'm against that. I am against that, actually, Sonny. I'm against people. This isn't your house. Stop improvising and grabbing shit and fixing it. I am only for either we don't do this at all or there is a known thing that people carry around meant to settle this table. I'm not in favor of them saying, give me 600 coasters and a roll of duct tape from your stores. Like, I don't, I'm not in favor of that.
Hmm.
I'm in favor of it being prescribed.
Well, for me, I mean, every place, if you're at a restaurant or a comedy club, okay, somewhere in the back, there's a box, right? Rip off some cardboard, fold it up to the right height you need.
No,
boom,
that's
put
their
it under the
box.
Table.
No,
they don't want the boxes. Do they keep all the boxes? They throw them away.
Right, but then
it's
going to
be garbage
some point,
anyway.
But then, okay, what if they've thrown them all away and you go back and you go, oh, you don't have any boxes? Go, no, we throw them away. You're
well,
welcome
you're
to go through the
then
trash.
Then you have a crooked table.
This
I
is
don't
a lot
know.
Of trouble for a customer to be going through.
So right, because I'm at a restaurant. It's a service place.
So
I
why
would,
are we going
I would,
backwards,
I would ask them
though?
To can you please solve this problem? This is what I'm paying for. Ambiance.
But
you can
obviously,
just have a splish splash dinner.
Obviously, the point of this was that they aren't fixing it, because if they were a good restaurant or if they were an able restaurant, they would have already fixed the table. Obviously, the point of this whole proposal here is that we all start walking around with, like,
no,
when some people might have – you carry more gum than you need to keep your breath fresh. You carry more tissues than your nose is going to run, more tampons than you're going to need in a day. I'm saying in the event – that a table is wobbly somewhere else and you don't want this horrible experience of it tilting, it's something you might carry around with you. Obviously, that's the proposal. If they were in a shitty restaurant, they would have fixed it. They're not going to fix it that night.
True.
I don't think everyone needs one. I think one in four, we assign people. We get
what,
one in four people
what
somehow.
What, are we a battalion now? This is ridiculous. I don't need this. There's a, we don't have a weird totalitarian society where it's like, if you have been prescribed to be one of the table machers, you shall fix the table whenever we ask, and if you don't have them, we kick you in the balls. Like, what are you talking about?
We go door to door, heavily armed.
It's so stupid. It's so weird. It's just
right,
like,
and then I could never go out to eat by myself if I'm not a table fixer person in society.
I don't know why the model of gum isn't good for you. Either somebody has gum or you don't, and then either your breath stinks or it doesn't. I don't know why that social. Why did you all the? This is the group thing. This is how society's become taken over by, you know, organizations that force people to do stuff. You immediately wanted to indoctrinate
to
the people.
I needed to have it fixed. What
no,
if
you
I
wanted
why
to? You
I
wanted
them?
To conscript people, Deepu.
What's conscript?
Oh shit! I knew that was one you didn't know.
I can guess.
I was going to use that for I was going to use that for educating Deepu. No, don't guess. great. You don't know that. I think that's a great place to end this episode.
I'm sure I'll know the meaning.
Sunny Megatron will be on the next episode.
All right. Awesome. Can't wait.
Deepu, I want you to tell me about something and make it romantic.
When the moon hits your eyes.
Nope. Nope. That's a song. That's a song about pizza.
Okay. This blade of grass.
Why don't you tell me about sound? Why don't you tell me about Soundbite?
Soundbite. Oh, I can tell you all about Soundbite. Soundbite is a great app. Record 14-second clips and upload it to the Soundbite app.